Todd.
Do you think men ever really went to the moon and walked on the moon and all that stuff?
Well, they must have. There's plenty of documented evidence of it.
Yeah, well, I was watching a documentary the other day that said a lot of that documented evidence may have been faked.
Faked? As in it didn't really happen, but they made it look like they did?
Yeah, it showed that there was a studio out in California where they created a whole lunar landscape, astronauts walking and bouncing around, and filmed it all there so that the public were thinking that they were actually on the moon.
Ah, yeah, I've heard that.
Really? So you don't believe that it was all filmed in a studio?
Well, I can accept the probability that they might have filmed something.
So you believe it was fake too, then?
No, I'm pretty sure the moon landings were real.
So how can you believe both things? That the moon landings were real and that they were filmed in a studio out in California?
Well, it's not hard. First of all, let me ask you an absurd question. Do you believe that the moon even exists? Or do you believe that what we see in the sky at night is fake also?
Man, why would you ask that? Of course it's real.
Well, it should be obvious, right? Okay, well, good. I just wanted to clarify. Because it would be a lot easier to believe the moon landings were fake if you believed also that the moon itself were fake. But we've established that you at least believe that the moon is real.
Yeah, well, okay, let's see where you're going with this.
Well, knowing that it's there and it's real, let's say for the sake of argument that man has never been there. However, if people could go there, would the first person ever to step foot on its surface not represent the greatest achievement in the history of mankind?
Oh, definitely, no question. If it really happened, of course.
No, Kim, not definitely, and not even likely. Even if it really happened, if you have no way of demonstrating to the world what you've just accomplished. That's the final link in a long 10-year chain of time, and money, and effort, and research, development, and people. And imagine you successfully get there, and you've accomplished the unthinkable, the incredible, the unbelievable. The entire world is glued to their TV sets, waiting to see it. And the cameras installed on the landing craft for some bloody reason are not working. Just imagine the eternal anguish. So I think they were wise to have that backup recording, even though they didn't end up needing it.
Okay. So you think they used some sort of backup space, like so many are using with their Instagrams and TikToks nowadays?
Well, they invented it, Kim. NASA are the pioneers of all this stuff. They probably invented humans.
Yeah, okie dokie. Interesting talk, Tom. Love talking with you.
See you, Kim.